That is Uptown Funk by Mark Bronson featuring Bruno Mars, and it is the top song right now on Spotify. The streaming service announced this week that it now has more than 15 million paying subscribers. That's a 50% increase since last May. And all this growth, even after Taylor Swift, the mighty Taylor Swift, removed her music from Spotify in November. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now with more on Spotify and its growth. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Well, put this 15 million number in perspective. Is that supposed to be impressive? Because obviously that means most Americans are still listening to their music some other way.
Listening some other way, but I mean, look at it this way. Last year, album sales were down 11%. So Spotify and these other services, they're going up. And Spotify, they had 12.5 million paying subscribers in November. And in May, they had 10 million. So it's going up and up. But there's a but here. The Journal spoke to Mark Mulligan at Media Research, and he said that, you know, they had offered family discounts, holiday gift cards, and other promotions, and that helped boost Spotify's user base in recent months. But, you know, it also shows the importance of pricing in the streaming space these days.
Well, and these are paying subscribers. You can, of course, have a Spotify account without paying. But if so many people are now willing to pay, are they going to eventually phase out the free service?
It's a good question, but there's really no talk of that. Subscribers pay about $120 a year, and Spotify pays out 70% of its overall revenue to record labels and publishers. So that comes to about 0.006 cents per stream. But, you know, this ad-supported listening option, I mean, it's another way they're bringing in money. And, you know, right now Spotify's not making money yet. So they want to make money however they can.
Okay, so what about Swifty? Taylor Swift, who took her music off the service after this dispute over her latest album, 1989, which went on to be the top-selling album of last year. She said that streaming services don't appropriately value her work. Is Spotify's growth, in spite of Taylor Swift pulling her music off of there, going to discourage more artists from following her lead?
There hasn't been much evidence of that. And again, I think that they are all seeing the trend. You know, on-demand streaming continued to rise about 54% last year. I mean, huge numbers that they're getting. So they don't really have that kind of leverage to do that. They don't have too many alternatives out there. They're not going to be – they don't plan to be selling more albums. I think all this proves is that Taylor Swift is in a league of her own. She can afford to snub Spotify.
And Spotify, despite all of this growth in paying subscribers, still hasn't turned a profit, we should say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, it may be that they're operating the model that, look, we need – this is the time right now to get people on board. That's why they're offering these promotions. Give people a try. Hope that they love it. Hope that they'll stay. And hope that they won't go to the competition, because the competition's heating up and it's about to heat up even more this year. It's going to be a big race to get people to – go to your service if you're one of these streaming services.
And the top competition for Spotify at this point, what would that be? Pandora or iTunes or what?
Well, yeah, they've got a number of them, but they, you know, the imminent competition is what they're really worried about. And that's coming from Google and Apple. Google, their YouTube Music Key subscription service, when it released, it's going to have a big impact on the space. YouTube, it's by far the most popular destination to listen to music, and that continues to be another big way that people get their music these days.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thanks as always.
Thank you.